Okay, Bob, I have you on the list. So at this time, let me make one more call for regular check-ins. Please call. Okay, let me run down the list just to make sure to see if we have any additions or rechecks. Rechecks. N8ER, HEL is your net control tonight. KC8SDL, KC8YVF, KD8PAZ, KC8BOA, KE8PCQ, in and out, KD8BX, in and out, and N8KPR. Does that sound good to anybody, or should I make any additions? All right, let's go to Rob, KC8SDL, Ron to follow. Go ahead, Rob.
Good evening, Sir David. N8ERL in the group. Kilo Charlie, Sierra Duckling. Old way ahead of my good friends out there, especially Miss Finney. Good evening, Miss Finney. Hope you are well. While ago, balmy, let me see here, my phone said 20 degrees, but I had the swan on today. They're dead, kept the shack warm, and did pretty good. I played a lot of radio today, but there was a Class X flare went through, kind of wiped out everything early this morning, could barely hear anything, but all of a sudden, the vanguards must have vacated, and all of a sudden, the circles came in like they were next door to me. Yeah, I had the... I had the hot water 101 on the other day. Yeah, sorry about the lack of reception there. I sent it to you, but I worked him again this morning, and he was 5'9 plus. But a week ago Saturday, though, the bandages weren't very good. But I was on a swan, not too, this weekend here. That was really good. Had my 500 swans. Thank you, folks, on that net. A very informative net. The Kidwood net, hopefully, this coming Thursday, my friend K8NK is going to loan me his MC50 mic so I can test my Kenwood TS830. Hopefully that's the problem. I'm waiting for that. And I also took the mic, and the mic is on, and I got it through the KE8DGC. Because Jason lives over in Kennedy. He's going to be in Carroll here this week. He's going to drop that microphone off to Roger WJV. He'll work on it for me there, because Alex said, yeah, I think it really ain't good to do intricate work, but other than that, I had a pretty good day. Didn't do much of anything with staying on the warm side of the door. But, yeah, it's been pretty chilly the last few mornings. I'll tell you one thing. I know my dog there just likes to go outside and do the do and get right back in. But hopefully it'll warm up here one of these years. Okay, Dan, so I've got the report here for now. I'll be up around for the second go-around. Of course, doing a great job, and glad to hear everybody on the tomorrow night. In 8 years,
I'm
group.
Kilo
Charlie
8,
Sierra Dozima. Take it away, Dave.
Okay, Rob, well, I hope that you're able to get the Heathkit up, the Kenwood up and running with a new mic. Those are very nice radios. Every once in a while you hear somebody talk about what the nice radio, the 520 through the 830 series was, and so I hope that works out for you, and very good on getting some radio time in today. I'm just noticing that looking at the receive sites that they're really strong, and ironically Hemlock was just about dead last week, and man, everybody's really hitting it solid. And Rob, from all the way where you're at over in Bay City, you were kind of primary on Hemlock every once in a while, so that's interesting. Conditions, I guess. Blame it on conditions. Okay, Ryan is up next, and then with many to follow. KC8YVF.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, that was really strange. And I'm on low power right now, so I'm at 5 watts looking at the meter, and I'm pegging pretty much Hemlock. Yeah, hadn't been weather conditions last week. It was rainy. And you weren't bringing it up, I wasn't bringing it up, but Rick was bringing it up almost full tilt, so weird, you know, conditions. And Jeff, I contact Jeff, he says, well, it says it's up. I said, yeah, it's up, but it doesn't seem to be responding very well. But Monday night it seemed to work fine, and tonight I'm basically pegging everything at 5 watts, so who knows. Everything but Bancroft, and that's to to be expected at this point. Well, gearing up for the Lions game tonight. Starts, I guess pregame starts at like 7 on whatever channel, but the game doesn't start till like 8:30, 8:20, something like that. So we got time for the net here tonight. And it's winner take all at this point. Who would have thunk Minnesota would have been 14-2 as well as the Lions at this point in the game? Green Bay lost today to the Bears, so that was kind of unexpected. So hopefully Lions pull this out, get the number one seed, get a first round bye, and that will help them out. Loser goes to fifth place, fifth on the list, and there was a little stat that the news had tonight. There's only been three teams that have ever gone to the Super Bowl from the fifth position. So, but there's been basically a majority of them that have gone there from the first position. So it could be interesting tonight. I want to watch the game, but yet there's a part of me that says, I don't want to jinx them. I don't want to watch it. I just wake up in the morning. If they lose, I'm not mad. And so I'm kind of torn in between here, but I'll watch tonight. Let me break. Had a good meeting on Friday night. Mike's not on here. There was about 9 of us, I think, that braved the cold weather on Friday night. We talked about Winter Field Day coming up at the end of the month on the 25th and 26th. Changes in Winter Field Day. Doc O'Connor mentioned something, sent me an email, because Randy at the meeting says, hey, if I come set up, help you guys set up and that, can I go home and make a contact on, say, 10 meters to you guys and give you guys credit for that? And I said, well, yeah, as far as I know. Well, Doc took a look at that, and that's no longer acceptable. So that was in the new rule changes, that anyone that participates in Winter Field Day at all, doesn't say whether they're transmitting or whether they're, you know, helping set up whatever, cannot go to another location and make a contact with the field day site. So I'll have to remind Randy that's it's a new rule change. So something new. A few other new things that are in there. I'll have to read back through the list there, and we'll cover that at a later meeting. But we plan to be there. I know that Fred and Tom plan to be there. Myself, Mike will be there in support area. Dave DW is planning to be there at this point. Doc sounds like he's going to be there for CW. So we're going to have at least one sideband, possibly two CW and two digital stations. So now it comes down to separation of this antennas enough that people can at least make a few, and most of the time we have to take turns, because any time the digitals are transmitting, it usually wipes out me on sideband. So we'll take turns. We'll get through it, whatever it is. That's all I got for the first go-round, guys. And Mitty, we'll talk to you on the 73-round, KC8YVF.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the regular field day has always been that way. I don't know if it covered it as far as if you were just out there hanging around helping set up, but I think it used to be if you were operating at a station that you could not go back and contact that station, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't really remember that, so probably shouldn't say anything because I really don't remember. Okay, on everything, Ron, we're going to Mitty next with Rick on standby. Before we get to Rick, I'll do a quick check to see if anybody else wants to check in. But for now, Mitty, you pick it up, KDAPAZ.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. And anyway, it was good to see Ron and some of the other ones there Saturday at breakfast. Missed you, Dave, and you too, Rick. But other things come up where you can't make it. But I enjoyed listening to Tom and Dave and all of them talking about different things that was going on. So, and then Mike, The sweet guy, he bought me a little mini mouse. He was at an estate sale and saved it, and he bought it and gave it to me yesterday after breakfast. So I've got it sitting here. I've got a chair that's they call it a one-and-a-half chair, and I got it sitting in there with some other mini mouses. So I probably got close to 100 mini mouse things. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Benny, I got to compliment you. I think you're still using that beam for 2 meters, and boy, you were lighting up everybody. Bancroft, Gira, really had a good signal, so that is still working out. Your radio and your antenna is still working out very good on 2 meters. Mike is very generous with that. Whenever he sees something that he thinks one of his acquaintances might like, he picks it up and gives it to him. It's a very nice attribute that Mike has. He's picked up a couple of neat things for me also. All right, thank you, Mitty. And let's take a quick standby. This is NADRL. Looking for any additional check-ins for tonight's Sunday night net.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Oscar, Bravo, Bob, Interwassel.